privilege and opportunity to come to you tonight, and for those who are watching via social media, Ohayo gozaimasu, konnichiwa, all those stuff, wherever you're from. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you keep tuning in at Harvest Live. Amen. Praise God. I always say to everybody that comes here, the church that is alive is worth your drive. Amen. You have the best people in town, the right place, the right time, the right God, and the right people, and a good-looking pastor. Amen. Tall, white, and handsome. All right. Praise God. All right. I have a long way to go, but short time to do it, and the time is ticking. Pastor Brad, during our elder meeting, always give us a handout, leadership quotes, and things like that. I don't usually read them, but this one catch my attention, and so I'm going to piggyback on what one of the pastors from the Assemblies of God has written in one of the articles they publish. And it's about reach. Actually, it's not about reach out, but the outreach. Backwards, yeah. Responding to our nation's deep division and great needs. So I put it there, so just in case you don't understand my text and accent, then you can go along with me. Americans today are divided and in need. The division are deep and obvious. People often see themselves in adversarial terms. Red versus blue, conservative versus liberal, social media, algorithms deepen the division of, by creating an online bubble where users encounter only people like them with opinions like theirs. That's true, right? And the needs are great. After a year of social distancing, many feel isolated and alone. Some lost loved ones and experience an overwhelming grief, and others lost their jobs and struggle to regain an economic foothold. And it's true to all of us here as a family at Harvest, it hit home. Many of us has encountered COVID. Some of us have lost here and also from other places. So it's true. But then Choco de Jesus gave us a recommendation, or actually challenge, or a question saying, a spirit-filled Christian, how should we respond to these divisions and needs? How should we respond to this division and needs? And so he has two recommendations. It's about neighborliness and people of compassion. So that's about the Good Samaritan person who helped the one who was robbed. But I will not go there. And of course, as the Assemblies of God article, the priority reason for being, one of the core values of the Assemblies of God, are found in four areas. They're called evangelism, worship, discipleship, and of course, compassion. And they work hand in hand, that which should have one with another. And of course, compassion evolves or should be the core also in all the areas that they are working on: evangelism, discipleship, and worship. So those are the four core values of the Assemblies of God. And we practice those here in our church. As a matter of fact, last Saturday, we have Love on Chesapeake, where people come and partake of the food that we offer to them. We say prayer. And also we have the House of Blessing that minister on Monday and Wednesday. We have also the Woodbridge here across is our neighbor that we are planning to do barbecue around the swimming pool and minister to them. Of course, Chucks and the men's are planning to feed those who are playing soccer game here and so forth. We just had successful BBS, and now we're reaching out the kids in continuation to BBS with Superbook. So there are things that we do in our neighborhood and the heart of compassion as a Harvest family. Amen. But there's something missing as well as far as really having this revival that we pray every Wednesday and Tuesday morning. Because I experienced revival when I was on the ship, where really the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit of God is present, where everywhere you go, it seems like you're talking about God. The Muslims are even bold in talking about their Muslim faith, where the Jewish people are drinking their wine in public, you know, and all that. So the Catholics are doing their mass, and really the atmosphere is about God, you know, and not ashamed of their faith. And of course, for us Christian, we experience it in such a way that there will always be somebody gets saved every night. There will always be praying in the pocket under, you know, the ship's birthing room and others. And I saw also that the chief birthing mass, where the chiefs reside or birthing, they are not intimidated when we sing the gospel song besides them. It's already 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. The chiefs are the God of the Navy, and yet they cannot say anything when we are praising the Lord and hallelujah. You know why? Because the master chief, an E9, who is 6'4 tall, 300 pounds, is crying before the presence of the Lord. The pilots are coming, crying before the presence of the Lord. The Baptists are filling up with the Holy Ghost at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we have to work 12 hours a day, and yet there's power and energy that goes with us no matter what. At the same time, being persecuted as a Christian, you know, that I have the wisdom of God pour out of me, and for some reason, I'm still persecuted by having a Bible under my pillow as a young second class, and seems like the computer was downloaded to me by the Lord. I know it, the system, and yet I have to clean toilets because of my Bible. At the same time, revival is going on. Everywhere we go, outside the ship, we help out on the country that we visited in. And after we come out with a Liberty boat, we were singing the gospel song. And these drunk sailors get sober before coming to the ship because they got saved and singing with us the gospel. And so those are miracles that happened while I was in the Navy. And for most of you, or some of you that are in the Navy, you cannot pray in Jesus' name when TOPS is called. That's a no-no. And yet, revival is so evident that the chaplain says, in Jesus' name, amen. So that's amazing. Let's give the Lord a hand. But I forgot for you to all to stand up first, because what I'm going to preach is from this Bible, and I have my cowboy boots. So that's the tradition in Texas. And if you don't have your Bible, you have your cell phone. If you don't have your cell phone, you raise your right hand. All right? And say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, I look good, but you look better. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And many of us always focus on the things that surround us. Yes, we live in both worlds, this world and the kingdom of heaven. Yes, we are here, but we are kingdom citizens. Lucy Ann mentioned about the kingdom of God when she preached, right? We are in this world, but not of this world. So we ought to be looking on what God is doing instead of what our government is doing, what others is doing, and all this news that buzz around, and Ian call it narratives and noises that bombarded our minds, and yet we succumb to that. And Romans 12:1 says, be not conformed to this world. Let not the world kind of like put us into their mold or into its mold, right? So we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, saying that what is not seen, what God is doing. Yeah, we're doing something here and there, but what God is doing as far as the kingdom of God. And we have to go further when we are doing now, because we need something that this world needs. We have a problem, just like Choco de Jesus says, there's a divide and all that stuff. And we know what is the answer. But sometimes we're afraid. I preach about fearless, right? A couple of times about fear, right? But now we don't have to fear. And that's the reason people fear, because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say, especially in witnessing to people and sharing the gospel. But here, I want you to see 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and 7. Awakening night was great. We got filled. And now here we are in the gifts of the Holy Spirit that can operate in each and every one of us, so that we know and understand that it's available to you and me, that we can appropriate, use it as the Holy Spirit give it to us. And it says now, say now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, that's you and me. I do not want you to be uninformed. What is uninformed? Ignorant. One translation says, do not be ignorant. Be aware, understanding clearly, know it. So this is not, it's a must, probably imperative necessity that Paul is sharing to us. We must know it. We must understand it. We should not be ignorant or uninformed. We have so much information around us, but here is the gift of the Holy Spirit that is available to us, and yet we just shove it on the corner, right? But here we are challenged not to be aware. We don't know. We know more about the news, like I said. And sometimes this news that we are looking at, we don't even know which one is right and which one is wrong. It's confusing the way the narrative goes. But, see, I like action movies. Man, I like kung fu. And, of course, being funny, I like comedy also. One thing about the action movie, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Bruce Lee. Yeah, Bruce Lee. She was Bruce Lee me earlier. See, because they're short, like me. And those short guys are beating the tall guy. That's amazing. Short people, Jet Li is so short, and yet beating the tall guys. Amen. Because they know something that these tall people don't know. I mean, our hero in boxing is Manny Pacquiao, beating up all the Mexicans. Come on now. And he's short, the big guys. And he's the champion, 9-time world champion. Because he knows something that they don't know. And that's exactly what we need to be. You know, like millionaires, when they were asked, if you go bankrupt, how can you recover? Oh, we can recover. No problem. And the other guy says, oh, in 3 years, I will be a millionaire again. How is that? Why is that? Because they know something that we don't know. In downtime lately, happened to me last May, when I have a heart failure, a little bit of that. I was sent to ER, I told you that, which I thought ER was extra rice. But in any rate, I was dealing with stock market. And so stock market is something that I kind of look at it. And basically, many learning it, I found out that 90% fail and 10% only make it. So my job right now is to know what the 10% is doing so that I can be successful. I will not do what the 90% is doing. But of course, the 10%, 5 of them, is already rich. So I have to learn another 5% who started small and how they do it. If I learn that, then I will be successful. See, it's something that we know. And basically, we have a teaching about the great I am. We understand about the great I am being the great shepherd, being the bread of life. I am the truth, the way, and the life. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Is that resonate to your spirit that he is truly the I am that you believe? Right? And he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly the things we ever ask, think, or imagine. And this Sunday, he is the I am vine, the I am the vine, the true vine. Amen. I was just pulling vines over there in the front. But see, it's resonate on me what you're going to preach. So praise be to God. But see, we know that. And we all, every time we sing, he's a way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. So if those resonating in us, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word, so we can stand tall in this liberty that God has set us free. Amen. And if faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God, then we can appropriate these gifts of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's for the asking, it's for the knowing, it's eagerly knowing that and asking the Holy Spirit to give it to us. I mean, at BBS, faith cometh by hearing, mostly 80% of the kids call me good-looking, Uncle Good-looking Charger because I told them, and they believe it. So I praise God. Faith cometh by hearing. Now, it says, now we are the body of Christ, and each one of us is part of it. In verse 27, and God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of the healings, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret. Now eagerly desire, say desire, the greater gifts. So here we are admonished by Paul to eagerly desire, to want it, to be stirred up and be burned with passion. We are not supposed to covet or be jealous because that's, no, in the Old Testament. But here, if you are desiring the Holy Spirit, you can be covetous in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power gifts, the healing gifts, the spoken gifts. That's all available and we have to desire it. When I was young and beautiful, 20 years ago, I encountered this woman while I was at the youth. And she came, and the moment I saw her, it's history. After 32 years, she's like with me because I have desire to know that girl. See, I have passion. I saw him. First time ever I saw your face. I mean, it's amazing. And of course, 32 years later, I mean, she feed me with rice and fish, rice and fish, rice and fish. And you know why she do that? She said, I want to be like Jesus. Why? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So it's rice and fish every day. Hallelujah. And Lucian says, the kingdom of God, right? She preached the kingdom of God in Matthew 10:7. As you go, proclaim this message, the kingdom of heaven has come. It's within reach. It's available. So this is part of the kingdom. The gift of the Holy Spirit is operating as far as kingdom citizen. Amen? So it's available to us. When I was in 2010, we were doing the mission trip in the Philippines. And of course, they do the medical mission. And this is the protocol. They register. We have the evangelism, the triage, medical, dental, and then the medication, pharmacy. And so I came in and joined the Asian Relief Medical's support, right? ARMS. And so when I came, that's the protocol. So I said, next year, I asked the leadership, can we pray? Can we have the room? Since they're going home, can I have the extra room? Because I believe in miracles, I believe in healings, and we can pray, and the manifestation of the gift of the Holy Spirit can operate. After all, the prayer warriors are roaming around praying, so we may use the prayer warriors and go over here. So to make the long story longer, the following year, here we are. We have the healing room, and praise be to God. Things are happening in the healing room. Of course, the most important thing is the salvation of the souls of these kids and parents. But we see the manifestation of that miracles because we prayed and believed God. And even the doctor who administered their knowledge in medicine, they said, can we go to the prayer room? Because they want to experience the miracle. Because I see the lame walk and all that stuff are happening in that prayer room. And even if there's nothing happening, we see the testimony that after we visited, and this family who got prayed for, they start going to church, and the village are coming to church because something happened that day or the following day that were prayed for, and miracles took place. So those are amazing things, and churches are being planted because of that. So I thank the Lord for the manifestation of the gift of the Holy Spirit in the lives of people who are at work. But here I want you to see, since I only have how many more minutes? Five. Okay. So here is the point. All right. See, this power is within reach. It's at hand. So that we can outreach. See, just like Pastor Brad says last awakening night, we got filled, refilled, so we can leak. Right? So that is within reach, so we can have outreach. We experience them at the awakening night and even on Sunday services and all that. And so we reach out. I know something that you don't know. Just like Peter and John when they went to the pen. Silver and gold have I none, but such I give you in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. See, he knows something that in the name of Jesus, and each and every one of us has the power of God. The I am God is available every time 24/7. And so we have to accomplish this, to do outreach. And see, Jesus has ministered in the temple, but most of the time it's outside the temple. That's what I'm trying to portray to you. Outreach, because the pattern of Jesus is not just at the temple. Yes, the Holy Spirit gifts is available to all of us here at the church. We see it. It should manifest right here. But we will not contain it here. Because the pattern is we go out. Outreach. Reach out. And even in the book of Acts, the miracles, over 30 miracles, signs and wonders happen only once at the temple. But most of them happen outside. So praise be to God. And that's what I want you to see. This outreach that God wants us to have. Yes, people envy us because here in battlefield, you got the happy hour. We are always happy, clappy, dancing people, right? And they want that. We experience, and we also had experience to be content in every state that we are. So you're a state of Virginia, so be content. See, amen. The life of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted. They're not inside the church most of the time. They're outside the church. Choco says that. That's a problem. So we can preach. My fishing area is Sunrise. I pray for people there every time. I have the favor of the owner that every time I have the favor to just speak to the customer while eating, entertain them, and then share to them. And many of them I prayed for, the workers, because they are in need. And so this can happen anytime. And see, the church, I'm ahead of myself, but see, because Jesus is the answer, and he wants to display his glory to our city. And so this is the application. After the Super Book, three weeks from now, so Mike is here. He loves to share the gospel. So, and doing less, yet doing more. That's why we have Wednesday night service, right? We pray. The youth are doing that. They are cultivating so that they can be activated, right? And then we have the children with the Royal Rangers. And so now we're going to incorporate the witnessing. If you love to come out and go to the laundry where it's the laundry shop and all that, where they are captive audience. Amen. Of course, the prison ministry of Glenn is opening up again. So those are the areas that we can minister in our reach out. And of course, we got the soccer game and the Woodbridge and all that. Those are available to us outside. Since overseas are closed because of these things that's going on around the world, now is the time for us to reach out. So if you are in prayer, pray that you will have the gift of the Spirit. And tonight, if you want, if you're desiring the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can pray. Before we come into the prayer, we can pray for you. Whatever gift that you ask God, you can have 9 of them. God will give it to you. Amen? Because He wants to empower us. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't have no more time, but let me tell you something that we always look at many people look at the government, look at China, look at all this powerful nation, the 7G and all that. But I don't know. But Romans 1:16 says, this gospel is the power of God. There is no power that's a higher power than the gospel, because it can set the people free, save people from bondage of sin. Amen? I mean, the testimony of Jesus, Jonathan says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and we will have to have that testimony that God saved here, yesterday, today, everywhere. Each and every one of us has a testimony, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He will do it again and again, because we get filled, we get refilled, and so that we can overflow or leak, if you will. So praise be to God. So right now, I invite you, if you desire the gift of the Holy Spirit to empower you, and three weeks from now you want to join us, talk to me, talk to Mike. We have different ways of doing these things. He has the way of the master. I have 1-minute witness. I ask people what miracle you want to do, what God do for you, because I do some tricks and stuff like that. Have you seen what is the chance that you meet a good-looking Filipino tonight? There's no chance. But here I am, right in front of you. I ask that question, and so they listen, right? What's the best thing? See, the question, what is the best thing that can ever, is the best thing that ever happened to you? If they answer, oh, my wife and all that, you know what's the best thing that ever happened to me? When I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's the best thing that ever happened to me, because I know from that day forward I was changed. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I'm born again. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord God, for tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that I didn't go over time. I bless you and I give you praise and glory for what you are going to do. The things that are not seen is about to take place in our midst, because you are at work to will, to do according to your purpose in the lives of each and every one of us, your children. And it is your pleasure that your glory be manifested in us and through us wherever we may be. In Jesus' name, amen.